Hey, everybody, you're back with Dave and Ed, and this is To the Death Podcast, episode
67.
67.
He forgot. We just did Maddie. He's always 66.
66.
And we got
Gene. And this is with Ed's best friend.
He's not my best friend yet, but we're making progress.
You're working on it. Soon to be Ed's best friend, Gene.
Yeah, Gene texted me today. You want to hear what he texted me?
I do, kind of.
And this has to do with all the podcasting we've been doing recently. Obviously, he's been listening more. He's been part of it more. He said, bro, you were seriously having me thinking about getting into podcasting! Exclamation point. And then I said, let's do it, baby.
Perfect. I said it. He's good. There's no reason that he shouldn't be doing this.
You think he did a good job in this episode coming up?
Yeah, he's great. He talks well on mic. He's interactive in the conversation. He doesn't just sit there like my brother. He's good.
So Dave had a list of stuff that we didn't even get to in the last episode. How much of that stuff did we hit in this episode?
Two things. But that's great. That means that we didn't have to go to the list to keep the conversation flowing.
Right. So I'd like to give a quick shout out to our main sponsor, Core BJJ. You can follow them at Core BJJ NJ on all social media. Also, they got a website, CoreBJJNJ.com. Make sure you rate, review, 5 stars if you haven't been here. If you have been here, also give 5 stars because it's always awesome.
Thank you for that, Ed. Also, check out our other sponsor, Sweaty Eddie. You can follow him on all social media at Sweaty3DDY or go to his website, SweatyEddie.com. Also, check out ToTheDeathPodcast.com. He has his very own page. You can see his logo along with the fat picture that inspired the logo.
Good. How about we get right into
this? I'm proud of my Ed. I would like to put that out here for the podcast. I'm proud of Ed. He trained 3 days this week. He's looking slimmer today, and he hasn't been eating horrible.
All right. Well, we'll get into that in the outro. Can we get into this episode?
Fine. To the Death Podcast.
Episode 67.
No, we're going to start from the beginning.
Start right now.
First off, Gene, thanks for being here. I have like stuff not related to the episode that you did with Ed.
Okay.
How old were you when you went in the military? And what branch of military did you go into?
I was 19 and I went into the Air Force.
Yeah. What'd you do for them?
Logistics.
Okay.
Moving stuff.
Dave's not impressed by it.
From here to there.
No, he wanted you to be in combat, jumping on airplanes and stuff.
Nothing about the military is impressing me because I already told you.
Nothing about the military impresses you?
No, it doesn't impress me.
Oh, Gene, smack him.
No,
it's fine. Right. I'm not
Jocko.
Offended.
He's a Navy SEAL? Good, yeah. Not impressed. Are you
not
married?
Not impressed?
Are you married?
He's married.
Okay, now I'm impressed.
He's got a bunch of kids.
Bunch of kids? Still married?
Still married.
First wife?
I think he's only had one.
That's impressive.
That's a rarity.
My dad's got 3 wives. That's impressive.
No, that's not impressive.
Persistence.
Couldn't hold it together. That's what that is. He doesn't answer me anymore. Did you see?
Yeah, I see.
Does he tell you?
No.
He didn't talk to you about it?
Nope.
I'm not going to stop. I'll go back to the pictures.
Fine, do it.
I'm going back to the pictures.
He's going to block you.
He blocked me anyway. What's the difference?
So why do you want to know about Gene's military so bad if you hate the military?
I didn't say that I hate the military.
You're not impressed by the military.
Well, no. That was just me messing around. I don't like military stuff because too many people die for what could possibly be an unjust cause. How about that?
How about it?
That's it.
What do you think, Gene?
Gene probably agrees, right?
Yeah, well, I have to agree with you. There's some unjust causes that we
this
have to
go out. This is
what
you want to talk about? You want to talk about the injustices
in the world?
No, but
you wanted to push the issue. You're like, yeah, Dave's a sucker.
Dave is a sucker.
There you go. Gene was in the military. Agrees. All right? So
absolutely
let's get
agree.
Off of that.
Yep.
You started it.
You brought it back. I was ready to drop it.
I don't know what your problem is. No, because you were so excited. You're like, oh, man, I can't wait to ask Gene all about his military stuff. You asked him 2 questions, and now you're done with it?
Yeah, that was the only ones I wanted to know because
really
I don't know anything
intriguing.
Else about the military. If he said he was flying and stuff, I'd be asking him what he bombed. Did he drop bombs?
Are you too tall to fly? Like, isn't there a specific height and weight requirement for being a pilot?
So, funny story, I actually got my helicopter pilot's license, not anything to do with the military, but it was while I was in the military. Turns out I was too big for the damn thing, but I ended up getting my license anyway, but I kept getting bigger and bigger and bigger, as in fatter and fatter and fatter, and I gave it up. So, but I did get my license, but there is a height, weight, sight. There's all sorts of requirements, I'm sure.
Sight, oof.
Yeah, that's where we would
fail.
That's
the rough one.
I couldn't do it.
But I want to know, what made you get Zach into another language?
Oh, because I learned another language, so I grew up largely in Germany as a kid. And I didn't necessarily learn German there when I was a kid, but after I was in the military, I was living over there and I went to school and I learned German and I've been speaking it for a while. I realized what an advantage it is to have a second language or a third or fourth, and I have a lot of friends that speak different languages, and I was like, I think this is important and I want him to learn another language. And it's funny enough that you ask him, how do you say one in German? He says uno. No surprise, telling you, no surprise at all. But yeah, so
listen, this is America where we speak Spanish. So why didn't you have him sign up for Spanish
class?
That's
a fair question. So probably the most advantageous language to learn for anyone in the world right now is Mandarin. Chinese, right? Because China's just going to blow us out of the water.
Don't say that.
All over the world.
What does that mean,
it's
blow
true.
Us out of the water? Define.
Economically, yeah, look.
Are they going to land on our soil and
they
try and
will
take
never
over?
Do that.
They're going to dominate. They're going to dominate the planet. And their language is probably, like I said, it's the most, probably the most advantageous to learn right now. Anyway, he's not learning Mandarin. I don't speak Spanish. My wife doesn't speak Spanish. She speaks a little Russian, some Hebrew. I speak German. So we're like, it's important for him to learn another language. And I only speak two languages, but so I've heard if you speak a second one, it's easier to get a third and a fourth and so on. So I just thought it was important because when you speak a second language, you can see something and see it from two different, I don't know if this is going to make sense. You can see it like from a different perspective almost when you have a second language.
Right, because the words mean like a little bit different.
There's some nuance in the words, yeah.
I like what you said about how if you a second, it's easier to learn a third. I think that goes for everything in life. Like if you gain an expertise in one thing and then maybe two things of expertise, the third one, they start to get a little bit easier.
Well, you've said that always and forever. If you know how to learn, then you just know how to learn. You've learned jiu-jitsu, you can learn wrestling or boxing or whatever.
Can we go back to the Germany thing? What
sure.
year was it when you were living in Germany?
I was a whole bunch of different years. I was there in the 80s. I was there...
Because in the 80s, it was kind of wild because of the whole Berlin Wall.
Yeah, but I was a little kid then. But yeah, I was actually there. I was in high school when the Berlin Wall came down. I wasn't in Berlin. I was in Nuremberg. But I remember that. And then like the whole... I was probably 17, 18. And then you started seeing this influx into Germany of like the Eastern European countries were coming over. It was a cool time, but I wish I would have been a little bit older to appreciate it more. I was, like I said, I was 17 and my dad had a pretty tight rein on me, so I didn't get out and do a whole lot of things and see a lot of culture at the time. But yeah, it was pretty wild.
Did I ask him properly, Sprechen Sie Deutsch?
Very close. Sprechen Sie Deutsch.
Sprechen Sie.
Oof, come on. That's pretty good.
Very close.
Pretty good.
When
huh?
I heard you say it, I was like, wow, I'm impressed.
That's all I got.
Hey, well, more than he has.
Dankeschön.
Right? Yeah.
There you go.
There you go.
I don't know that one.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
German's a cool one to learn, especially if you can put a little something behind it. You can have some fun.
And you just want to yell at people. That's all yeah. you want to do. Ed wants to learn German to yell at people.
Because it sounds like ferocious when you're yelling at people.
That's like Bert Kreischer's joke about the Japanese, right? He was in the bathroom. Do you remember? And the guy was throwing up and he thought he was yelling at him. No, that's not funny?
I don't know. It's fine. It's fine. It's very funny. You know what? Dave's been texting me a lot about, he's been listening to all these different stand-up specials and judging them like he's some kind of stand-up expert.
I'm just telling you who I think is funny and who's
he's
not.
He's sending me jokes that I should be talking. He's sending me his own jokes. Dave thinks he's the funniest person ever now.
I am
you
cracking
know, he's
myself
trying to prop
up.
You up. He's trying to help
that's
you succeed.
Right. There you go.
I know, but what you see in your head, some of your jokes are a little corny. Sometimes he comes with a good one.
Yeah.
And he makes me really laugh. Like, I want to steal one of his jokes.
Oh, you like that one that much, huh? Five corny ones, one good one. Is it worth it? Or is it 10 corny ones?
It's 10 to 1. I think you're right.
10 to 1, fine.
Fine.
I'll keep writing. I have about 100 right now.
You haven't got to tell me any of them. We stayed late the other night. Dave's like, all right, it was Tuesday. And he's like, you know, come to class, and after class, I'll tell you all the material I got. But everybody loves Dave so much, they just stay after, and they just talk to us, like Sam.
I'll show you that page next, Gene.
So, Dave, I still haven't even got to talk to you about it.
I know.
When are we going to do this?
I don't know, maybe Saturday.
Saturday?
Maybe.
What do you guys call it when you have extra podcasts or you have plenty of content in the bank?
We never have any in the bank.
No?
Look
not
at,
anymore.
This is all my jokes.
Jesus.
This is what I do at work.
Yeah, maybe one or two sentences of that is funny.
More than that.
You've seen it all? You've heard it all?
No,
already?
I want to. He got a chance to tell me
yet.
He
wants to steal one of my jokes.
He's got a good one.
All that. That's 1 week's worth of work.
Are you going to go for open mic?
Yeah, hell yeah. Why not?
Serious?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
And all the people I know, Dave would be the one that would for sure do it and not even be nervous at all. He'll just go up and do it. He's got no, I don't know. If I had that, I would go every day. But I get nervous.
Yeah, how'd it go on Monday?
I didn't go.
Of course
I
not.
I came here with my daughter.
You could do both.
I came here with my daughter.
You could have done both.
I like to do one thing. That's my new thing now. I'm trying to do one thing a day. One thing that I'm proud of. The thing that I didn't want to do.
Okay, what'd you do today that you're proud of?
I took the garbage out.
See, this is what I'm talking about.
What? My wife forgot, and I came home early, and the garbage always comes early. I don't know why. We're the first stop every day. So if we forget, she wakes up at 9 o'clock sometimes because she's got a great life. Then we miss out on the garbage until next week. So I saw the garbage bag, and I went, and I did it myself. And then when she came down in the morning, she was nervous because she heard the garbage truck come. And then she looked outside and saw that Big Daddy took the garbage out. She was very happy. You know what I mean? Very happy.
Reciprocity.
Yeah. Oh, she reciprocated. What's funny is like for the intimate relations with my wife, the things that get her going are like if I change my daughter's diaper without being asked, stuff like that.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
Weird.
They like us to be responsible. Yeah.
It's like.
I know.
It's more than responsibility. It's like they want us to be in their head and see exactly their checklist without them telling us what the checklist is, and to just start checking things off the list, and then that's when they get happy.
See, if I was you, I'd just be wearing my uniform home every day.
You're going to go into what? He's going into material right now. yeah, go ahead. Just start doing it to me. Just kind of fold it in.
That's what I was doing right there.
Yeah, but the Meg's not impressed by my uniform.
But a lot of women are.
You know what I was thinking?
I started getting my wife firemen's calendars
like
5 or 6 years ago when we started hanging out so that one day I could borrow your uniform.
Listen, I got a bunch of, obviously, uniforms and gear. What if we did like a joke fireman calendar? Like every other month, it's me and you just dressed ridiculous, like half naked in this fire gear.
I think that's inappropriate. No. I think that's inappropriate.
Oh, come on. Eating like hot dogs and getting the mustard on my chest. No?
Oh my God.
Well, you know what? I was driving up and down the street the other day. I was in the fire truck and I'm in the big boy seat. They know who's in charge.
They do?
Yeah.
How do they know?
Because I'm in the front and I'm not driving.
See, I would think the driver is the most important person.
The driver's not the most important. He's my
lackey.
What
do you mean? You should be in the back seat then.
Why would I be in the back?
That's where you sit in a limousine?
I'm the navigator. I'm telling him what to do.
No, the driver doesn't need you.
I'm sitting there with my arm out the window. We're going up and down the street. There's beautiful ladies out there. They're gonna look. If I didn't have a wife,
there's
then I would
beautiful ladies in that town.
Yeah, one of the streets. I was lucky. I was working in the area where they have the one street where all the beautiful ladies are. It would work. I never got to be a fireman without being with my wife, so I don't know what it's like to really use that card.
Just let me borrow your gear.
What are you gonna do with it? You got a wife.
I'm gonna
too.
Wear it home.
All right.
Okay.
You won't fit in it.
Is it
He's
waterproof?
Got it in his car.
It's waterproof, but it's all dirty. You know how my cleanliness
is. Oh,
great. You know, I took a shower today.
I don't believe you. So that means you're not going to take one when you get home?
I'm...
He's not kidding, Gene. Did you hear the other day?
So
2.5 days to brush his teeth?
Listen, I thought that was kind of a joke, an ongoing joke, right?
Yeah, sure.
But then we had a conversation, which we're not probably going to get into here, and it started to make sense why... That's probably the truth.
Why is it?
Because of your political affiliation kind of ties into that way of living.
What is the political affiliation?
Me and Gene were talking politics after our episode.
Okay.
He had to kick me out of his house because I got...
Republicans don't shower?
I'm not a Republican, you loser.
So the ice cream thing for breakfast, that kind of feeds its... no pun intended... itself into your kind of like way of...
What would you say my way of living is?
I don't know. I'm just learning it. But it's I wouldn't say it's like the standard...
It's not impressive.
I don't know. I feed my kid ice cream for breakfast, and he had pizza for breakfast this morning. I mean, you're a grown man, but...
Dave, you never had ice cream for breakfast?
Nope.
Never?
Never. Pizza, definitely.
What's wrong with you?
Room temperature pizza. Not cold.
Perfect.
Not hot. You have to leave it on the counter.
Yep.
No, that's ridiculous.
Absolutely.
I've never even heard of that.
That's the best way.
Either hot or cold.
Medium. No, not cold.
No. Room temperature. That's the best.
Definitely not cold.
I had a garlic pizza in Atlanta. I've just been burping up garlic the whole
Fantastic.
Time.
Fantastic.
It feels terrible.
Gross.
I probably should have brushed my teeth before class. Sometimes I do that, Gene. Sometimes.
Sometimes I do, too. You know why? Because one of you two, probably Dave, said it on the podcast, and I'm like...
It was Dave.
I probably should brush my teeth before I go... So I do from time to time now.
We thank you for that.
You could use your dad mouth to your advantage, especially against somebody like Sam. Just start breathing in his face. Maybe
actually,
get
you could
you.
Do that to Sam. Anything you can do.
Anything.
Pull out all the stops. I don't care if you're number two on him. All right? Just get on top and
you
make
can't
him
say
tap.
That. That's not
right.
Crossing the line?
Nope. If it's against Sam, whatever it takes. He brutalized me yesterday. First tap in 20 seconds.
How does that make you feel?
Horrible.
Good.
Yeah, no, I locked
no,
up
but
yesterday.
Didn't you teach him?
I threw the keys.
Didn't you teach him this?
No.
No.
He's not. He learned jiu-jitsu from somewhere else?
No, I taught him, yeah.
Then?
It doesn't matter.
You should be proud. That's proud, your that yeah, that's proud. Your product.
I'm proud that a guy that's been training 1 year can smoke me.
He's been training almost 2 years, right?
No, 1 year.
Just one full year? More than that.
And, well, and then winter break.
Well,
the year
Sam
before,
did a lot of wrestling as he grew up.
He's wrestled since he was 4 years old.
And his
old.
Brothers wrestle, so he's been around high-level wrestlers his whole life.
Wrestled in college, wrestled since he was four, yes. I don't care. I don't accept that excuse. Somebody that's been doing jiu-jitsu just over a year should not be smoking me like
did,
that.
So you tapped?
Several times.
So wait. Did you tap from a move that you taught him in here?
Yeah.
Then you taught him well.
Well, he's gotten me with that cowboy choke in the past, too, and I didn't show him that garbage.
Take pride in your work.
He'll never get me again.
He's going to get you.
He hasn't got me in months.
He's going to get one day I saw him do that same thing that he did to me to somebody else in here repeatedly, and I was like, what in the hell are we going to do with this guy?
I hope he wins.
I hope he wins, too.
Yeah, sure.
That way I can give him the purple belt.
I told you that I'm going to go tomorrow with John Stanley.
Uh-huh.
Tiani's. He said Sam's probably going to come with us.
Okay.
He's going to drive me. And I'm going to see how Sam does. I want to watch with my own eyes. Because I think the guys in there still give Sam a hard time.
They're a lot stronger than we are.
It's not stronger. It's persistent. And they don't get tired like we do.
Yes.
And they're not broken like you are. Or fat like I am.
Yeah, you see me rubbing my knee?
Yeah. And it's not even your bad knee. It was your good knee.
It hurts. It was just something funky. Nothing popped, though, so it's just going to be sore for a day, and I'll be back at it.
My poor Davey.
I know. What am I going to do, Gene?
I don't know,
man.
Are
you on TRT?
Huh?
Are you on TRT?
No. I don't even know what TRT is. I'm
testosterone replacement.
No.
I don't need replacement. I need replacement and extra.
No. Nope. Gene doesn't know where to get it.
Have you rolled with Gene?
Yes. Once. I'll never do it again.
Yeah, right.
I'm done with him. I'm done with Joe. Sam, I'm done with you.
I think I can get Gene good enough to really give Sam a whooping.
Yeah. I think so, too. You said he was one step away from passing you.
Oh, yeah. I don't want to teach Gene that.
I thought you guys were going to exchange technical information for Adirondack chairs.
Oh, for wood, yeah.
For wood.
You know, I could make an Adirondack chair if I really tried.
No, you couldn't.
I took wood chop in high school.
You couldn't.
I have my own.
Ed, do you remember when I needed an adjustable wrench at your house?
I didn't have a wrench, yeah.
Okay, a screwdriver?
I had a little
one. You had to ask the wife to go get her screwdriver.
If I don't have to use the tools, I won't. But you know what? I bought a sawzall, a big one, two-hander. I climbed a tree.
A two-hander?
Yeah, I climbed the tree, and I cut down a branch
with
really
the sawzall?
Thick. Yeah, it took a little while. It took a little while.
That's not the correct tool.
But did it
you
work?
You probably didn't have the right blade.
It was the biggest one they had.
Okay, what about the teeth?
What about them?
That's what determines how you cut.
Did I get the branch down or not? I would have had to pay.
What happened to the tree company?
They still haven't called back. You gave me the tree company. Meg calls them every month. Nothing. They just thought, I think they blocked our number. I need it. I need them to take the trees down. You know how much money it would have cost me to have them take the branches I took down? A lot of money.
A lot more
than
a sawzall. They
would have taken the whole tree down already. It would be done and over with.
No. The one in the backyard, I didn't need the whole thing down. I just needed, one of the branches was overhanging. Meg's going to get a big tent for Lil's birthday, and it was in the way of where the tent's going to go.
Yeah, I won't be there.
Yeah, I know. Oh, you know what? My mom was asking about you.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
My mom.
And she says that you're dead to her because you're not going to the party.
I'm not
going to
be in the state.
No, she doesn't care about your excuses. She was looking forward to talking
to you.
You
know what, Gene? Rent the helicopter. Come pick me up. He can fly it.
Wait, could you fly one, really?
No. I think you got to stay current. I haven't flown in like 10 years.
I would never fly. Scary.
No.
It's scary.
It's awesome.
I want to do a helicopter.
It is awesome.
I always wanted to fly in a helicopter.
Fly in a helicopter? You don't want to be the flyer.
Sure, I'll do it.
Why not? Teach
me. I wouldn't fly in a helicopter.
Oh, man, it's awesome.
I can drive. How much harder is it?
You're not really
it's
good
a joystick,
at driving.
Right?
You're not great at driving.
I can't do. You ever see that movie? I don't remember. Gene, you probably know. The movie where they have they fly. What's the fighter one that's like really small?
The helicopter?
Yeah, yeah.
Hell, I don't know.
The fighter helicopter?
You don't know the little fighter helicopter? It's like two people. One sits in front, one sits a little higher in the back.
I know what
really
you're talking
narrow.
About, but I know
what
it's called.
Okay.
I don't know.
But they do the training for it, and they have to have one thing over their eye where they're watching a screen on their eye, and then the other eye has to watch everything else. I would throw up everywhere. I get so motion sick, I would throw up
everywhere. Oh, yeah,
everywhere.
You couldn't do that.
No, but if it's just wide open, I could do it.
Yeah, you wouldn't get motion sick if you were to pilot, I don't think. It's like driving a car. You don't get sick when you're driving a car, do you?
No, but that thing, because they had to do two things with two eyes, that would make me sick.
Dave, when's the last time you've been on a roller coaster?
Not last year, year before that.
Did it
I
make you sick?
Coasters.
It doesn't make you sick?
No.
Last time I went on a roller coaster, I had a headache, nauseous.
Roller
I can't do them anymore.
Fine. Anything that goes in a circle?
Circle, yeah. Oh, my. Forget about it.
I can't do like the tilt-a-whirl with the kids.
Could you when you were a kid?
No, never. No, I could never do anything that went in a circle.
I could do circles. Not anymore, though.
The most circular thing that I could do was the scrambler. And now
I feel like
they changed the direction or something because I did it with the kids.
That thing sucks.
I got so sick.
Dude, I went on, when I was a little kid, we went to Point Pleasant, and I must have been like 9, and my brother was like 6, and he was barely, you know how they had the height thing? He was barely under it. And the guy's like, yeah, you can go on. So as he's spinning it, my brother starts, you know, it's just a bar in front of you. He was too small that he started sliding out. It almost spit him out. My parents had they had to get the guy that was running the machine. They were screaming. They were laughing because it looked ridiculous, but they were scared, so they had to get the guy to stop it. Almost killed him.
How about the Gravitron? You ever do that one?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's the one that's enclosed and spins around.
Like they have ones that are open. Like, you can see the open air. That's
Problem Child. You see Problem Child?
No.
Come on. You've never seen Problem Child with Gilbert Gottfried?
No.
Oh, come on, Gene. You're older. You should know
You've seen it?
Yeah, no, never seen
I'm
it.
Not
you never
Gilbert.
Saw it?
Gilbert Gottfried.
Well, they're on this, the thing that goes like that, but it also does one of these jobs at an angle.
Oh, right.
And I don't remember if the boy that was bad did it or the girl, but one of them, she cranked that thing up, so everybody started throwing up all over the place.
Can you imagine throwing up on that thing in real time? That'd be fun. No, but I saw a video recently of them doing that, and then there was this girl that sat crisscross applesauce on it. Instead of like having your back up against it, they just got up and she was like, just relaxing. It looked ridiculous. Yeah, it looked ridiculous.
Now, speaking of all this throwing up, you know what I did with the kid the other day? With Emmett. It was a couple weeks ago. I sat down and I watched Stand By Me. You ever see that?
Not in a long time. With Macaulay Culkin?
Yeah, a long time ago, yeah.
No. Macaulay Culkin.
Oh, no. I'm thinking of a different
River Phoenix.
Oh, I'm thinking of a different movie.
You know
I know the movie, yeah.
You know what part I'm talking about?
No, probably not. Tell me about it and I'll tell you if I remember.
Pie eating contest.
Man, I haven't seen that. I'm old, dude. That movie is old. I've seen it. You know, last time I seen it, 20 years ago, probably.
That movie's 30 years old, almost.
The pie eating contest. He chugs, like, castor oil and eats a couple of raw eggs, and then he goes to the pie eating contest, and everybody makes fun of him because he's fat, so his whole goal was to just get sick, and he just gets sick and starts throwing up, and everybody ends up throwing up all over everybody. It's a great movie.
Wait, does that happen to you?
No, I can watch that. That's fine. Yeah. Yeah, did I not tell you? I had someone at my house, we won't say who, it was at my house, and all the kids, I was watching all the kids, I don't remember what Olga was doing, I had them, mine, I think there was another there, but I don't remember, and they were playing video games, and this poor kid gets motion sick like I do, so he stands up and he looks at me, and he's like got tears in his eyes, and I'm like, what's wrong? He's like, I don't feel good. I said to him, are you going to throw up? Yes. I said, go to the bathroom then. He didn't make it.
Wait, this wasn't recently. You talked about this already.
On the podcast?
Yeah.
Oh.
Memory.
I didn't get sick. I can clean all that mess. I didn't get sick. I wasn't happy about it.
Instantly,
man. Oh, it was, Gene, it was like from here to the bathroom, everywhere, on the walls, the doors.
Do you have dogs?
Yeah.
Do you clean up their vomit?
Nothing. I don't clean up anything of the dogs.
See, I can't deal with that. My dog got sick on the carpet the other night. Me, Zach, and my wife were sitting on the couch, and me and Zach were like, Janet, Mom, get that. We're sitting there like t-shirts over our nose, like not happening.
I had to clean stuff up recently, but if I can help it, I don't clean anything. I make the kids do it all. You want the dogs? Dog poop there, dog poop there, throw up. I don't know what that is, but it came out of one of them.
Our dogs are older than our son, so I can't exactly do that to him yet because he can be like, not my dogs.
Oh, yeah.
No, see? There you go.
You know, Meg had a friend of Lil's from her school come over. You know, Mom came, and she brought her little sister, who was the same age as Ari, and they were playing in the basement. And when Meg wasn't looking, the kid took a piss on the floor.
That's hilarious. Pulled his pants down?
It was a girl.
Pulled her pants down and did it, or was just like in her clothes?
I think just in her clothes.
Well,
I don't know.
That's an accident then.
Yeah.
No, she did it on purpose. She knew. Kids know when nobody's looking, and she took the perfect opportunity. Can you imagine?
How long did it take you guys to find out?
Not me. I wasn't down there. I was hanging out by myself, listening to my podcast.
Instead of training?
It was during the day. There was no class. What are you talking about?
Why are you so hard on him? You know, he was listening. I give him the benefit of the doubt. He was listening to his podcast so he could sharpen his skills as being a podcaster.
Listen, don't endorse anything he does, Gene. He's got you tricked. wrapped around his little finger.
I'm an optimist, man. I like to take the optimistic approach, just like, you know, Sam tapping you. You taught him that.
Dave, would you consider yourself to be an optimist?
Yeah, absolutely. You don't think so?
I don't know. Sometimes.
Sometimes what, Ed?
Sometimes you're mean to me. You're not optimistic for me.
You always say you'll never do it, you'll never do this.
That's not optimistic.
No, because that's what you need to hear. And here's the problem. You told me you needed to hear that.
And I told you recently to stop doing that.
And I did stop doing that for a little while. You said I need, because remember, I need you to tell me you hate me, but I need you to tell me you love me. But don't tell me you love me. Whatever. But that's you. Now I understand. So sometimes I'm mean, sometimes I'm nice.
He's never nice.
I'll show you text messages.
Text messages aren't on the podcast.
Okay, I'll say it right now. Ed, I listened to Ralphie May today. You guys have a striking resemblance, but you are funnier than his special.
That's so wrong. You're so stupid. I hate you.
Gene, how many times did Ed make you laugh tonight?
I've laughed a few times. I don't know who's making me laugh, you or him or the two of you together. I don't know.
No, Dave's not funny. The thing is, do you know anything about stand-up?
No, nothing, except for what you told me.
And I don't know anything either. And you know what, Ed?
So stop making...
You don't know anything either. But I know that when I listened, I didn't laugh, and you make me laugh.
It's different. Stand-up's a different thing. You're not supposed to... The way he listens to it is he's working, and he just has it on.
Hang on. You're just using that word all willy-nilly. I'm not sure you even understand.
He's at work pretending, and he's listening to his podcast. It's like a podcast form, but that's not... You're supposed to be in the room. Have you ever went to a stand-up show?
No.
All right, you got to go. It's hard to understand unless you've been in the room. There's some kind of energy that washes over you. You know, you become like... It's kind of like music. You know, when you get in like a rhythm and you're just focused on the band and you're letting them take you on a journey. It's the same thing with a comedian. You're thinking if they're good, they put you in a mindset, their mindset, and you're trying to figure out where their head's going. Every joke that they're telling, you know, you're trying to understand. They're trying to get you. It's like hypnosis, like Joe Rogan says. You're not getting hypnotized when you have it in your pocket and you just kind of listen to it willy-nilly.
Hey, Big Boy did it.
I don't know why. I watched it the other day. It's funny, but it doesn't get me into it. I don't know. I feel like once I hear a joke, it's hard for me to laugh. It gets so much less when I hear it again for the second time, unless it's a really good joke. Like, I don't like hearing the same jokes over and over. You like it.
But it wears off after a while, doesn't it? Like, the same joke.
I don't know.
Now, Dave likes the same joke.
I'm very easily amused.
That's why we're still successful, because he lets me tell the same jokes over and over. He just tells the same stories over and over. He doesn't even remember.
I don't even know that I'm doing it.
Dude, it's going to get worse, too.
Great.
Wait,
fantastic.
Yeah, but you could remember a movie from 30 years ago, the exact scene.
Because
he just watched it.
It was 30 years ago. That's why. So it's embedded into my youth mind, not my...
My youth mind?
Yes.
Never heard of that.
My old man mind.
What else is in that youth mind?
All kinds of stuff. Nothing we're going to talk about on this podcast.
Go ahead, Gene.
No, I was going to say, I was going to shift gears and talk about, did you, when we were talking, and you, I don't remember if it was on the podcast or after, you were talking about the format of the podcast, and if you ever did like ads, you would not do them in between.
Right.
Dude, I really didn't have a great comprehension about what you were talking about, but I started listening to a new podcast today, and it's like heavy metal, and it's all, you know, I was very interested into the guest on there, and then they break in with a commercial, and I was like, what is this? This sucks. So you're on the right path for sure with that, because that was a terrible format.
Now, can I ask you, did the people on the podcast actually stop and do a read, or was it like shoved in there during the editing process?
So it's good. I'm glad you asked that, because I was thinking about that coming over. I think it was shoved in because it was the host that read the commercial, just like Rogan does his, he reads all his or says all his, whatever, same thing. And then it was, I'm pretty sure, edited in.
Right.
It still was a funky flow, and it totally like lost me.
I feel like sometimes those ones that are edited in, they don't take the time to listen and put it in where there's like a break in the momentum. Yeah. They're just like in the middle of a story and just cram it in there. And you're like, what's going on?
You know
why
they do that? They do that on purpose.
To make you continue to listen?
Yeah. They want you to. Well, sometimes you're in your car. A lot of people listen to their car and you can't really skip through it. Me, I skip through everything no matter what, even if I'm driving. I'm not listening to ads. But they do that on purpose because if you finish the story, then I don't know. I feel like if I was going to do it, it would be after a story is complete.
Right.
And then that's a nicer thing to do. But they're trying to get you to, they want you to listen to it or
something. Yeah, but I feel like they cut words in half sometimes.
Yeah, I think it's terrible. I think it does ruin the whole flow, especially because a good podcast, you are hypnotized.
Yeah.
You're really just focused on it, thinking about it. And those breaks are just, and then the more you realize it, like outside of podcasting, when you watch TV, it just becomes unbearable, like a commercial break of five minutes.
Oh, big time.
It's terrible.
It's nice, though, with like the Rogan thing. You can just boom, 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 skip through them, and you don't have
to
worry
about
it.
That's the only good thing about Spotify.
Yeah. I like that.
Oh, you're starting to come around?
No, only good thing about
Spotify. You know, I've been listening to Rogan more. He's had a lot more comedians on, and I like listening to comedians.
To that chick that I told you about, and then I listened to, who do you have on today or yesterday?
Oh, who did he have
on? Was it Fitzsimmons?
Oh, I didn't listen to Fitzsimmons. I've heard enough of him.
I listened to that, and then I got the Anthony Cumier is next.
You guys got to listen to Bonfire. That's the one.
That's a podcast or on Rogan?
Well, it's on Sirius XM, but they put it in podcast form on Spotify and all the things. But Big J is the best. He's the comedian I want
to
be.
Okay, you've told me that. I will have to go back
Come
and
on.
Do that.
Because you talk about how all the Legion of Skanks are bad on their own. You've never listened to Big J on his own.
No, I haven't.
And this is him on his own, and he's the best. Right. He's the funniest one of all of them.
You gave me that network, Digital Gas Network.
Digital Gas.
Right? That's
what
it is.
It's Gas Digital.
Same friggin' thing. It doesn't matter. Don't listen. Everything on there sucked.
Don't say that. Those are my heroes.
I don't care. They each had their own individual podcast. Your favorite guy on the Legion of Skanks when they're all together?
Is Big J.
Okay, so then a different guy. Sorry. The guy couldn't form a sentence. Making it just noises.
Just noises?
Yeah, like Lee. Remember all the noises
Lee
makes? I was like, could you please just get the sentence out? I told you, I couldn't listen anymore.
Yeah,
I had
a lot
to turn
of ums and yeah, yeah.
But he's good in the group. He's not good on his own.
I mean, he's talking about people that are like in the top 1% of podcasters.
Okay. A lot of it has to do with their popularity,
but
not
how
the product
did they,
that
tell me how they got
out.
Popular.
From the Legion of Skanks. They're good in a group. Then they're trying to branch off on their own. Nobody's listening to that garbage on their own, okay?
Hundreds of thousands of people.
But it's because
that.
Of the popularity. That's not what got them there because no one's going to tolerate that
crap.
No, but
you know what really got them there is their stand-up comedy. They're all stand-up comedians.
Well, let's get right, Ned.
I haven't heard any of your stuff. Go ahead. Give me a joke.
I already used one.
Use another one.
I can't use some of them right now.
Gene, you got to come. You could do it too,
Gene,
right?
Gene can't come.
Oh, no, wait. Not a chance.
If Gene's
going to
go up,
and
he can come. But otherwise, he can't come until I have a lot to work through here, Gene.
I'll help you. I'll be in the crowd. I'll be the plant.
No, I want Zach to stay here, so you can't hear some, can't hear some of this comedy. Remember, did you hear the last episode? Dirty humor. I have very dirty humor.
I'll be fine. Yeah, all good. What do you think about Bill Burr?
Oh,
you
Bill
guys
Burr.
Like him?
Top five. I saw Bill Burr live at the Comedy Cellar, which is a very intimate room, it was the best. And I didn't even know he was going up. I just went to a random night. They don't tell you who's going until you show up. And he was on the list, and he killed. Fantastic.
I just told you. I listened to All of You Are the Same or something like that.
He's got a bunch of specials.
That was good. But the Paper Tiger, that was
garbage.
Paper
Tiger's fine.
It was garbage.
I saw some of that live. It was great.
Okay, good.
It's different when you see it live, I'm telling you.
I believe you. Everything is different because I told you that I loved live music. I always loved live music. Ask me to put on music in here. Give me I don't know anything. It doesn't matter what's
Rage
live.
Against the Machine.
Anything live is good.
Gene, you saw them, right?
Yeah. I've seen Rage a couple times, yeah.
Did you like Audio Slave?
I did, man. Yeah, pretty much anything Chris Cornell did I liked. He was amazing.
You know who Chris Cornell is?
I've heard the name before.
Soundgarden.
Yeah, you like his music.
Soundgarden.
Yeah.
That's '90s.
Sure, I have heard.
Sure, I'm pretty sure I've heard Soundgarden in here before.
I don't pick it, though. It just comes on. 90s alternative radio.
Yeah, it would have been on then. Yeah.
Dave, what was better, the 90s or the 80s?
90s. I could remember stuff from then.
What about you, Gene? You can remember both.
Oh, totally the 90s. The 80s sucked.
What do you mean? That's when Madonna had that Like a Virgin.
Like I said. The only thing good about the 80s was like Metallica was still, you know, they were like fresh and new. They're way better then than they are now. Megadeth, you know, those kind of bands. But no, 90s is much better.
Gene rocks hard.
I went to some concerts. We've talked about it on
Which
here before,
concert
though.
Did you go to?
I told you.
You didn't even go that many, though.
No, I went to like four, I think.
He saw Incubus. He didn't even like them.
No, I liked Incubus.
You said you didn't really like it.
No, there was another band I didn't like. No. It was Cypress Hill I didn't like live.
Oh, Cypress Hill.
Yeah,
really?
They were horrible live.
I've never seen them live, but I definitely liked their music.
Yeah, I got a contact buzz.
Yeah? That's
yeah.
And that was like probably, what, 98, 99?
99, 2000. Yeah.
Yeah. Good stuff.
99 was a great year.
Yeah, I graduated high school.
You
were four?
I was 10.
10.
I liked it, though. I loved it.
10 was fun.
10 was the, I think.
How many showers did you take when you were 10?
More than I take now because my mother, you know.
More than you take now.
She had more control over
me back then.
Why
isn't Meg more like a mother?
Because she's my wife. You're not supposed to have a mother for a wife. Partner.
Okay, but she doesn't say, like, you're not coming to bed unless you take a shower. She never hits you with that?
Sometimes. She'll hit me with that sometimes. Actually, I haven't been sleeping in the bed. I've been sleeping on my $1,800 couch every day.
So the couch is going to smell. So you're going to have family over for
She
Lil's
cleans
birthday.
The couch. There's ways to clean the couch. She could take the covers off the cushions. She has washed them before.
Right. How many geese you got, Ed?
6.
Okay. And how many are clean? And you want her to take the cushions off the
she
couch
does it
and
on her,
wash
no,
them.
No, no. But she has motivation to clean the stuff that's hers. Like when people come over, she goes into a frenzy. Everything is clean, perfect. My geese are not part of that. So she doesn't care about the geese. She actually does it on purpose because she doesn't want me to come here. She doesn't like it.
Really?
She doesn't, yeah.
She doesn't want him to leave the house.
She doesn't want me to leave the house. She wants me there at all hours. And I oblige her most of the time. It takes a lot for me to come here. This podcast has been helping definitely a lot. Aren't you happy about that?
I am happy about that. It's been doing great until recently. But it's picking back
up. It's the food. I've been eating all the food.
I know. And you keep saying, all I have to do is get this diet under control.
And I can't do it. I can't. Cause Dave says, you know what? You'll never do it. I tell Dave, I really want to get to 190. He said, don't even bring it up because you'll never do it. What kind of encouragement is that?
It's not.
It's not.
I've tried both ways.
Try again differently. Let's switch it up now.
Hey,
tell me
I
could do.
You'd be beautiful if you lost some weight. You should try losing some weight.
No, I would look really good.
Yeah, you should try losing some weight. I bet you can do it. You could probably be 190 by October.
By October. I could.
Okay. Let's do it.
Can you
do
help
it together.
Me? I told you we can come work out. You still haven't scheduled any, like, doing the kettlebells?
No, I can't yet. The thing comes home on Sunday.
All right. September, we're going to start.
Yeah, because I have to start World's Camp.
Oh, my God. I forgot about it. You're not even close to ready for that.
Why would you say that to me?
Because I'm giving you a hard time, and I'm fat and out of shape. I'm terrible.
Yeah, but you're really strong. Gene, is Ed really strong?
Gene doesn't know. Gene's been really strong on top of me. I can't even move him.
I mean, pretty damn strong.
Thank you. There you go. Strong.
I'm not stronger than Gene. Gene's strong.
Round. Whatever.
Gene, if I give you a couple details, you're going to ruin Dave too.
I won't roll with Gene. He's too big for me.
No, come on. That's not right. You crush me, just like you did the one and only time we did roll.
One Has and it only been one time?
Yeah, and my throat hurt for like 3 weeks. You did some sort of bow and arrow choke on me or something.
I don't know.
It was miserable.
I don't know what I did. Ed almost bow and arrowed me the other day.
It wasn't even a bow and arrow. It was like a modified.
No, but you should have grabbed the knee, put both knees in my back.
I don't know. I don't have any fight in me, Dave.
I know. What do we do about that, Gene? Are you any kind of motivator?
I used to be. I used to think I was. I had a lot of guys that I supervised and mentored, and I thought I was a motivator. Sometimes it worked, sometimes it didn't. And I think now it's not really my thing. I got to motivate my son. I got to motivate my son to come here and be happy about it.
Well, he got a stripe yesterday. He was happy he was here yesterday.
He was, boy, I'm telling you, it was rough getting him here. But when he left, he was like, Dad, one more stripe and then it'll be not long before I get my belt. And I was like, you glad you came tonight? Yeah. And I'm thinking to myself, man, an hour ago, this was a different kid, you know?
But you said he's got camp. You even texted me today that he is extremely overtired.
That's the only thing I can think because he's been out of it for like 5 days. He's been like really miserable and down and just pouting and just, he's just not been the greatest to be around. And I'm like, what is going on? Only thing I can think is he's overtired, like camp and then trying to push him to 5 days here. Maybe. I don't know. We'll see.
It's got to be camp. You went from homeschooling, being by his side all day long, every day, to now he's at camp all day long. That's a big change.
Yeah, and a camp's even longer than like a school day too. You know, he's gone from the house even longer than he would be in school.
It's been hot. It's been hot every week.
Can you pick him up early?
No, I got to work. I have a job now.
Some people got to work, Dave.
We'll see. We'll see.
Ed can pick him up.
Yeah. Swing by.
Come on, Ed, you're not doing anything.
I do plenty.
What are you doing?
I had a busy day today.
What'd you do today?
All right, so I got home from work.
Yeah, had ice cream.
I took out the garbage. Remember? No, I took the garbage out first. I felt
sure.
So. That's why I ate the ice cream. I was so proud of myself. And you know what? I had a light dinner last night at work.
Go ahead.
At work recently, I've been going to different firehouses, obviously. My firehouse that I used to work at, I had the best cook in the whole city, I guess, because every meal he made was fantastic. Now I've been going to these different firehouses. The cooking's not as good. So I don't eat as much because it's not that good, which has been good. But then I come home and I'm like, oh, man. I got a completely empty stomach. So I started eating that ice cream, and I was like, this thing's going down, the whole thing. There was no way to stop me. It was like a train going downhill.
Once you get started, man.
Yeah, so I ate the whole ice cream, and then it was about 11 o'clock, and I was, the sugar was starting to hit me hard. So I laid down, about 3-hour nap. Then I woke up, you know, I was a little groggy, because when you sleep that hard, it takes a little while to get out of it. So about 3 o'clock, I don't know, what did I do after that? I just listened to podcasts until I came here.
Man, rough life.
Will you eat? Will you go home and eat tonight?
No. I'm going to just go home and drink
protein
water.
Protein shake.
Yeah?
Yep.
Nothing, man. I can't eat anything after doing this. I mean, my body's just not adjusted to it yet. I go home. I've had lunch. That's it. I go home. I can't eat anything.
Try a protein shake.
Go to bed. No, I need to lose some weight.
Protein shake. If you're not having enough protein, you're not going to lose any weight.
What's the protein?
That's a good point.
What's the protein got to do with it?
You heard Gary. He wants you to eat your body weight in protein.
Oh, in protein, yeah. I'm eating my body weight in fat.
It's not working.
And sugar.
Sugar, yeah, that's the killer.
A lot of sugar. My wife went to food shopping yesterday. There was no ice cream in the house. I come home. I open the freezer just to check. I don't even know why I checked in there, because I knew there shouldn't have been anything in there. But I look, and there's the perfect ice cream that I like. She's sabotaging
Butter
me.
Pecan. Oh, it's half-baked.
Half-baked. Why is she doing that, Dave? Why did she buy that?
Because she didn't want you to leave.
Right. But I left. So you see, I'm going through a lot of adversity. It's hard to eat all that ice cream and all that pizza and come here.
What kind of pizza? Domino's?
No, just down the street. I got a garlic pie, and she got garlic knots. It was too much garlic.
How much of that garlic pie did you eat?
Just 3 slices.
What about the kids? Where'd you leave them?
My Lil ate a whole slice of garlic pizza. She's a very picky eater, but she's starting to eat.
Yeah, and she's tiny too, right?
No, Lil's a little hefty right now. But Ari's tiny. She doesn't eat that much. I don't know.
Did she have clothes on today?
You know what? She didn't take her clothes off today.
Stepping in the right direction.
She was screaming in my face all day today. Sometimes she hits a mood, and I think it's because she's just cooped up all day. Like, she doesn't have a camp to go to or anything, and she didn't go to school this year because she's still too small. So in September, that's going to be the reckoning. I feel terrible for those people that got to take care of her.
Is she the one that was screaming because you made her get off of your shoulder when we were on the phone?
Yeah.
Are you going to be one of those guys that follows the school bus? Is she going to be on a bus?
No, she's not. Lil's taking the bus for the first time this year. My wife's going to cry as soon as the bus leaves.
Dude, that was a traumatic experience for me. I put my kid on the bus. I followed the bus to school. I can't just let him go and not know which route the bus is taking. I get out of the car. Poor little guy. He's got too much stuff in his hands. He sees me. He starts crying. He runs over. He latches onto me. And I'm like, what the hell? I shouldn't have come down here. The teachers, like the principals, like, come here. And they're ripping him off of me. And it was a hell of a first day. It sucked. But thank God it's over with.
I'm going to wave to her and just pray. That's all you could do.
You're back to praying again now.
What's wrong with that, Dave? Every time I bring up anything that has like slightly to do with religion or military, he just poops on it.
I don't poop on the military.
You were pooping on it.
No, it's unfortunate.
It's not unfortunate.
It is unfortunate.
Part of it's necessary.
I agree with that.
Right, yeah,
part
your mouth.
Of it is
so,
necessary.
So same thing with religion. Part of it is necessary.
Yeah.
Oh, why?
What?
You got no rebuttal to it. What's not necessary?
Purity bricks? Is that part necessary?
I don't even know what that means.
Dude,
what are you talking
you
about?
You're
just putting words in my mouth. I never said anything about purity bricks. All right? I said
what
prayer.
What the hell is a purity
brick? Yeah, exactly.
Brick?
Don't even.
You haven't watched Louis C.K. in the Catholic Church? You have to watch it. That's your homework.
Okay.
He's a professional comedian that's trying to get the giggles. You're going to get your religious advice from him?
Yes.
You're a fool. A fool.
Really? Are you Catholic by
chance?
I'm
spiritual. I'm not anything. I have a spirit.
Okay. What's your spirit animal, Ed?
Fat unicorn.
A fat unicorn? Oh, it's not a pig anymore?
Because I'm original.
Estrogen pig.
I'm an estrogen.
You
I got
know what? Lately, I think it's more of a hippo.
Yeah, hippos are fierce, though.
They are fierce.
You know what? Did you ever see the thing about Pablo Escobar? He had hippos that he brought in,
yes.
Like 4 of them.
Yes.
And now it's like turned into...
out of control.
Yeah, but all the hippos are kind of nice because they're living in the perfect area where they have no predators.
Yeah.
So you could feed them and stuff. It's interesting.
We can get back to Jumanji. Did you see the first one with The Rock?
No.
When the hippo eats the guy?
No, I don't watch Jumanji.
Did you see the video of the hippo chasing the boat?
In the movie?
No, just it's on YouTube. You never saw that?
You never go on YouTube. How did you see this video?
It's old.
What does old have to do with it? You used to watch YouTube and you don't anymore?
I used to watch YouTube, when I worked nights.
I wish you would get more into like the current culture.
When would you like me to do that, Ed?
I don't know.
In between the podcast.
Find me an interesting podcast on current culture and I'll listen to stay up to date.
Fine. I'll try to find something new for you.
Yeah, wouldn't it just be easier for you to fill me in?
No. Sometimes it's not easy to talk to you. Because there's certain trigger words that you have that you go off the rails or I don't know what your brain is at.
I don't know where my brain is at. Don't you understand? You're headed in this direction. This is what happens. Gene's beyond this point where he's just more quiet and he likes to listen now. I'm not there yet. I'm on my
You'll
way
never
there.
Be. You'll
no,
never
I'm
be.
I'm definitely on my way there. There's a lot of times that I don't say a word. And I
as
just
As soon
listen.
As you put the microphone in front of your face, you don't shut the hell up.
That's why I'm going to get one of these and I'm going to walk around with it all the time.
I gave you two and you never used them.
They're going to get used.
No, they're not.
They're going to get used.
I want you to use it this week. I'm running out of material and I need you to help.
No kidding, you're running out of material. Where's Sweaty Eddie number 23?
All right, now listen to me. I figured it out. All right, I read this book on sales.
Do every other week.
Shut
every
up. I'm not doing every other week. I've missed this week. That was a mistake. On sales. I don't like to make phone calls. I never have. And that's what I need to do. I've been pushing it off. There's people in my phone book that I can call and I'll just go down the list. I'll call until I get somebody that agrees to do a podcast.
Why do you need a guest?
Why does it matter to you? That's what would help me. When I sat with Gene, it was like magic. It was easy to motivate myself.
That's because Gene is good at this.
Right. I have other friends that could be potentially good. You would like it. I don't even know why you're fighting me on this.
Do you have interesting friends? Look, I thought about this after we talked, and I have a bunch of cool friends like from all over the world in different parts. Like you have, like, I don't know, people that have interesting stuff to talk about.
I got some loser friends for sure, but I definitely have interesting ones too.
Well, even the losers might be fun to talk about or to kind of get their perspective on things.
You make everybody else feel good about themselves.
I think that's a good idea. Fully support you going through your Rolodex. And
I want to go through my Rolodex, yeah, but I don't want a rude awakening when I start looking through my phone. I'm like, oh, man, I don't have anybody to talk to.
I was going to recommend today, but you seemed so down.
What?
I didn't bring it up.
What?
I was going to recommend pulling out one of the old ones.
One of the old ones?
Yeah, and just running it through the new Ed filter and see what happens.
No, I can't because there were...
Some of them were good.
But the audio is so much worse than it is now that it would be... People would know.
It's better than putting out nothing. Remember, garbage is better than no garbage at all.
I know, but I had such a good... We had such a good episode. I don't want to follow it up with garbage. I
No,
think
you
it
followed up with nothing. All those listeners that were looking forward to Thursday, nothing.
Next week, we're going to get him for sure.
Oh, he must have died. I don't know what happened.
Listen, I'm going to talk to John Stanley. I talked to him today. He said he would do the podcast just me and him. You want to hear that one?
Yes. What happened? You could have called my brother at any point and talked about
music.
I'm
going to call him too. I don't have his number. You're going to give me his number.
Okay.
All right. See, you'd like to listen to those. They're, you know, John Stanley's young, so he doesn't have that much life experience. So I want to kind of be a mentor to him a little bit.
You should get Sam on the podcast.
No, I don't want to be Sam's mentor. I don't know how to get through to Sam. Sam is a different type of person. John Stanley is like I was when I was his age.
Here's a crazy idea. For your podcast, why don't you reach out to Mike?
Mike, I don't know. He runs out of here. I don't know. He doesn't really talk to me. I don't really know Mike.
What better way to get to know someone?
Worked for us.
Gene is a little different because I got to listen to you talk to Dave and I got a nice sample. And I was like, I knew based on the questions you were asking him in the podcast that it was going to go well. How about you do a podcast with Mike first and I'll listen to it. And if I like
Fine.
It, then
That's
I'll
do. Do. I'll reach out to him right now. I'm going to do it right now.
Do it. And then that could be your podcast that you do. See, he owes me one. I gave him this backpack months ago.
I don't owe you jack.
You definitely do because without me, your life would be a lot worse.
My jiu-jitsu would be worse. That is the only thing
that's
that would
it?
Be worse.
But,
that's it.
No, but jiu-jitsu is part of your big part of your life. So
okay. Yeah. That's it. That's
and I make you laugh. Thing. Who makes you laugh more than me?
There's a couple guys at
no,
work.
No, go ahead. I want to talk to them.
I don't think they'll talk to you.
Why wouldn't they?
They're very strange people.
So I don't want to talk to them. Fine. You're right. But wouldn't you want Dave to talk to those? I would like to hear you talk to them.
I don't even want to talk to them.
See, Dave has he doesn't want to, like, when he doesn't want to do something, he just shuts it right down. He
You've got a couple one-on-one, right?
Oh, yeah. I'll talk to Mike. I don't want to talk to these guys. Mike.
The rose in here, purple belt, Mike?
Yeah, the one that hurt me today.
You Perfect. Hurt yourself. I watched Never. You. You go too hard.
I go too hard.
You're not going to make it for Worlds. I know that. How's
when
that
is
feel?
That?
How does that feel?
November.
He'll never make it.
Fine. That's motivation for me. Now I have to throw it back in your face. I'm going to take that audio clip and I'm going to make it my ringtone for you.
You'll never
Every
make it.
Every day you call me, it's going to be, you'll never make it to Worlds. You'll never make
and
it to
you
Worlds.
Do,
you'll never make it to
if
Worlds.
If you do, you're going to get tapped out the first round in the first minute.
That means that you didn't do your job then.
I didn't do it.
Prepping me. You told me you were going to run my camp and you were going to get me ready.
You aren't even giving me the chance. He keeps doing this vacation stuff. If you really want it.
Good. I told you I bring the friggin' thing home this Sunday.
Wait, but you have a big vacation in August. You're going away for a week.
You're going to be here on the mats. You can tell everybody what to do to defeat me.
That's not what I want to do. I don't want to defeat you. I want to lift you up.
Good. First, defeat me. Beat me down. You start by beating me down.
Break it down, build them up.
That's right. That way it can't get any worse.
I'm going to break you. And then you're not going to be able to train.
Just don't break me so that I can't train. That's,
well, yeah, then you can't have me try, because if I try, I'm going to break. Every time you...
You weren't trying tonight?
Not to break you. You got a grip, and I'm like, ah, this is too much.
And then there goes,
well,
the,
no,
fight.
Because when I was trying to take your back, I was just giving up. I was like, I got to do a different style.
The one side, I could get up really quick. The other side, you trap the bad knee.
Oh, did I hurt you?
No, it's just I have to be slow getting up. But now I have to be slow on both sides. What's that?
How's that thing doing anyway?
Great.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Fully recovered?
90%.
Yeah, it's impressive.
That's as good as it's going to get.
Probably. Yeah, feels better than the other one.
Hopefully the other one's not going down the same path.
I don't know. I broke it tonight.
Dave, you really need to quit. There's a lot of stuff I want to do with you, but you have no time.
Oh, I have to quit my job?
Yeah.
Gene, will you support me?
Support him.
I'll be here in the gym with you. I'll support you. That's about as much as I can do.
I have nobody to support me, Ed. Have you been playing the lottery?
No, but I've been buying crypto.
Fantastic. Have you been practicing your stand-up? You have to make money so that you can support me.
I know, I do. And you know what? I haven't been marketing myself at all. I haven't even made a post on either of my things in months.
That's it. I think we should go out on that note.
It's a sad note to go out on.
I know. That's why that's what we should go out on. You put no episode up today.
What happened to your whole list that you were going to talk about?
Well, I mean, it's late now. It's 10 o'clock already. It's past my bedtime.
Way past mine.
Oh, sorry.
All we're right. old. We're going to get out of here. This is what happens when we're old.
I'm only 32. I'm still young.
I know, but nobody believes that. You know what? Vin believed it.
Vin's my age.
He's the only one that's believed your age.
What are you trying to say?
I just want you to know that.
I just want you to know that you don't help motivate me at all, and I'm going to get fatter being around you.
I believe that.
So what if I started training at Yanni's and I stopped training here?
I would be sad.
Yeah. So treat me better.
What do you want me to do?
Treat me like you want me here.
I don't know how to do that.
Be nice.
To you?
Encouraging.
To you?
Treat me like I'm your younger brother.
Oh, I've seen how he treats him. Yeah. I'm not sure that's what you want.
No, I don't want that.
I was doing that already. You know what's funny? Matt texted me today. His boss is giving him a hard time about getting vaccinated in order to keep his job.
Yeah, sure.
It sucks.
So I texted him and I said, listen, don't listen to any of my opinions. And he texted me back, your opinion matters the most. And I texted him back. I said, you should never listen to anything that I say. I'm special, Ed. Is that better than the word that you hate that I use?
Sure.
Don't listen to anything, especially that goes for anyone in here. Don't ask me medical advice. I'll tell you, but that doesn't mean you have to listen, because people do ask me stuff and I'm like, no, I wouldn't do that. I tell them all the time because of you.
Because of me?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Because I train stupid. I train injured. I tell everybody, I said, listen, when I did that, I just kept training. Don't do what I do. I'm just telling you what I do. So I told my brother today, I said, don't listen to me. I don't know anything about anything. Form your own opinion. That was good advice, right?
I think it's great advice, but I wish you would be a better brother than him. Like, really think about his situation and try to help.
What does that mean?
Put yourself in somebody else's shoes for once. All you think about is from your angle.
What does that mean?
You don't even know what it's like to be Maddie.
You're right, I don't.
Because you don't try to know.
I don't want to know. He doesn't look like he has a very fun life.
I wish
life.
You would know what it's like to be me.
Listen, all I have to do is put on a 40-pound weight vest.
40 pounds? Get out of here. I'm 10, 15 pounds heavier than you right now.
40-pound weight vest, squeeze my feet into a size 8 shoe, and sleep most of the day, and I'll know exactly
Listen,
what
I'm
it's
very
like.
Healthy with my sleep pattern. A lot of sleep. All right, let's get out of here. You guys got to go to sleep. Gene, thanks for doing this. Dave's very unprofessional, but we make it work.
Thanks for letting me be here with you guys. Appreciate it.
Y'all ready for this?
And that's what I want to know. Are you ready for this? Are you ready for the China takeover? Since we talked to Gene, all I've been doing is Googling China taking over the U.S. and taking over the world. And he's right. China's going to take us over. Do you know who owns all of our debt, Ed?
China. Yeah, but what happens if we default? They're not coming after us. They're too scared.
Default? You can't default on a Chinese loan?
Absolutely. My dad defaults on credit cards all the time. And
that's in the U.S. Tell him to go get a loan from China and see what happens.
He would never do that. He's an American.
Okay, America does it. So if he did that, that would make him more American.
Exactly. We're not even talking about this right now. That was a small thing. I should have cut that out. You're always going into politics.
That's not politics. He has me scared. I am scared right now for the State of the Union.
Not me. Bitcoin's going to save us all.
That's not going to happen unless the government's investing in Bitcoin, and then they'll have the money to pay China off so they leave us alone.
I disagree, but we can talk about that another time. I'd like to talk to you about last night. I went with John Stanley and Sam to Yanni's. They've been begging me. Months they've been begging me. And I finally went, and we had a great night of rolling.
I'm glad, because I like when you go to Yanni's. You come here with good stuff. That, however, does not relate to this podcast in the
slightest.
Yes, it
does, because I mentioned this podcast that I was going to go, and I just want to let everybody know that I did. And also in this podcast, you mentioned how I almost tapped you but didn't. What happened today?
Tapped me.
Yes, and it was from stuff that Yanni showed me yesterday. It wasn't exactly...
No, it wasn't exactly.
No, but I... Come on, I wouldn't have went to Closed Guard if I didn't go to class last night.
Oh, my God, and your Closed Guard is like death. I feel like I'm trapped in a vice.
Yeah, I was really trying today.
And I did really good until I had to pick up my knee.
Good. I don't care. I'll use your injuries
against
you.
That's fine. Use it. I'm not angry at it, because you still almost didn't get it. You had to go all the way around the world. And I. Go ahead, sing that for me.
No, I don't like that one. I don't like singing songs where I half know the words, because I hate looking stupid. Because sometimes I'll be listening to a song and I'll start singing it, and then Meg will be listening to me sing, and she'll be like, what did you just say? Because I make up the words.
That's like that song that was always a commercial on TV.
Which
you
one?
You know, the Honey... Oh, man, I don't know. It's
probably from
it.
The 80s. I don't remember.
Yeah, whatever. I'm Hot, Sticky, Sweet. You know that?
Sing it.
I don't remember it. I'm trying to... I was thought if I said it that it would kind of jog my memory. But that was not in my youth mind, so I did not remember it.
How'd you feel about the audio today? It was a little different. I didn't use my regular filters.
It was fine. Right, I listened twice. I loved it.
Yeah, because I completely wiped my computer because it was running like crap. I've had the same computer 7 years, so now it's running smooth, and I have a new system for the Audacity, so everything's fine.
Just throw it in there, Audacity it up, and let her rip.
So what do we got going on this week? Anything
Nothing.
Special? Nothing?
Nothing.
We don't have anything lined up?
Nope. I'm not lining anything up, Ed. How are you doing on the Sweaty Eddie Show lining up guests?
So I made a list of people that I can reach out to. Haven't done it yet.
You said a bunch of losers. What about... Have you reached out to any of those losers?
I'm going
to
reach out to them. Maybe... When should I do it? Today?
You should have texted them already.
I want to call them.
Either one. If you don't feel comfortable calling,
you didn't
send a text.
Give me your brother's number. As soon as we're done with this.
Okay, so I thought about that while I was listening today.
Right.
You said, out of all of our guests, who is the worst on mic?
The worst, literally holding the mic in front of their face, is Matt.
So why would you do this to yourself?
He will get better eventually, and if we're going to keep having him on every 22 episodes, like, we need to get him better.
But this was just his third time, and he still sucks. So you really want to do this to yourself? You'd have to tape this friggin' thing right to his face.
Should I get a headset microphone?
No, you know what you do? Actually, that's a good idea. You tape the microphone to his hand, and you tape his hand this far from it so he can't pull it away.
You know how, like, you have a sling for your arm?
Yeah.
Well, we'll sling the microphone right to his neck.
That's fine.
Good.
That would actually be good, because he does have some music knowledge, so you guys might have a good episode. But the rest of it's like this, and you won't be able to hear any whispers.
Whispering.
Everything's a secret. I don't know why that's going on.
I feel like, though, you changed the way he is. Like, if I had a conversation with Matt on my own, it would be completely different than when you're a part of it.
Why?
Because you're a bully.
I'm not a bully.
You got that big brother energy. I don't know. Something about you. He's always trying to, like, you're always jabbing at him, and Matt doesn't like to just sit there and take it, so he's always on the defensive, trying to jab back. I'm not jabbing at him.
I do jab well, but I don't have to jab. I'm able to do both sides.
Never seen you do it.
I tell you all
with
the time.
With him? Not with him.
No, with him. No.
That's what I'm saying.
No. I'm big brothering him. That's my job as the big brother. What do you do to your brother?
That's why he doesn't hang out with me.
There you go.
I big brother the hell out of him. Not anymore,
That's
though.
That's what we're supposed
to
do.
No, but the problem is I stopped doing it because I want my brother to hang around with me more and not be so annoyed by me. But I think I did such damage when we were younger that he doesn't trust me.
Right. Well, we have rekindled our brothership, if that's a word. It's better now than when we were kids. We were too far apart as kids, so we never hung out. He was a little rat. Would tell on
little
everything
rat,
I did.
Yeah.
I couldn't do anything
Little brothers
fun.
Are always rats.
That's the problem.
Hate them.
So now I'm just punishing for him for all those years as a youth. As a youth.
A youth. So I'm excited to go next week. Next week, I think I'm going to try to record with John Stanley and Sam, so I might need my equipment back since you're not using it.
It's right there.
I have three microphones.
Fine. It's right there.
But they were so happy to be with me.
Well, they got to see a whole other side of things.
Yeah, they got to see, like, the inside scoop. It's like I had the VIP passes. They came along. So
perfect.
It was so late when we got back because we sat for over an hour afterwards talking.
That's great.
That's how it always was. Like,
I know. That's the good and bad with going there, though, because sometimes you just want to go train real hard, then you're tired and you want to get home, but you also want to hang out. So now you're sitting there hanging out, having conversation, getting the gossip.
Yeah, but you see, this is what the comedians do. in their circle. The same exact thing. They go do their sets, and then they go out to eat afterwards, and they just gossip about all.
Did you guys
go
out to eat?
No, we didn't go out to eat. We just talked.
Maybe you should bring him sushi next time.
No, I'm not doing that. Sushi's the worst when it's delivered. You got to be there live for it.
Why, you want to watch them chop up that poor little fish?
Poor, I don't care about fish.
You don't care about fish?
Fish don't have feelings.
Something in the way.
You know, they did research recently, and fish actually do have feelings.
I could imagine fish have feelings. I've heard them
scream
before.
But they convinced everybody that they didn't.
Okay. I didn't know that that was real. Were they really saying that?
I'm pretty sure that was propaganda they were pushing.
I don't know that they said that. I thought that was just a song.
I've definitely heard that before, that fish had
feelings. From a song?
No. I heard like people on TV talking about it. Never trust somebody on TV.
Nope. Which is why you don't need TV, Ed.
I don't use TV. I use podcasts and some YouTube. YouTube's kind of fallen off for me, too.
Well, you know what? YouTube is... I told you this the last time we talked about YouTube. What a pain. So many commercials now. There was not this many commercials the last time I used it.
Of course, they're trying to get you to do the premium. They want everybody on the premium.
No commercials on premium?
No commercials.
So then how do they pay the people?
No, because all the dum-dums that still do commercials, like us. Most people do with commercials. And then they have this percentage that don't do the commercials.
Do you know what the premium costs?
I don't know. I think it's like $10 a month. But I get
too much.
I think if you get YouTube TV, they might fold it in so you could have both.
What the heck is YouTube TV?
It's like cable.
Not interested. I have Netflix.
Okay.
Good enough.
You don't even watch Netflix, do you?
I don't really watch TV. I haven't turned on the television for at least 6 weeks.
Are you going to listen to The Bonfire this week?
Text it to me. I actually couldn't remember it. And then when I was listening today, I should put that on. But I want to listen to this.
Gene texted me after we recorded. And he was asking me about it. He was up until midnight texting me.
I know.
He's so excited. This is great.
Good. We've inspired him. He should do a podcast.
I would love that because I'll edit it for him.
To the Death Podcast Network. Here we come. Can you imagine that? Gene.
He's going to. Yeah, fine. I don't care. We could ride his coattails.
Fine.
All right.
How do we develop a podcast network?
We have to get talent.
We would have to check out that Digital Gas Network and see what they do.
Gas Digital and.
Doesn't matter. They suck.
They don't suck.
They do suck.
I'm going to clip it out and send it to them.
Send it to them.
What are you going
to
say?
I'll tell them why they suck. They could use a little criticism, maybe. Maybe they don't know how bad they are.
They get plenty of criticism, believe me.
Do they?
Yes. People hate their guts.
I don't hate their guts.
No, I know.
I just think they need to go to a speech class.
You know, Luis J. Gomez is getting ready for a fight in November.
Don't know who that is.
He's one of the skanks.
What's a skank?
The Legion of Skanks.
Oh.
The Puerto Rican rattlesnake?
That's what they call each other? Skanks?
Yeah, skanks are all here.
No, I didn't know that.
You don't listen to the podcast, obviously.
I obviously
You should
do
listen
not.
To them more.
Fine. I'll give them a shot.
They're the best.
Eh. Did I tell you? I did. I text you. I'm listening right now to Ron White.
Ron White's one of my favorites.
I'm listening to one of his specials.
2006 one?
I don't know which one it is. He's.
You don't remember what it's called?
No. He's hysterical. I already knew that he was funny, but somehow, anytime I've typed in comedy specials or stand-up comedy, he never came up in my search. But today, boom, there he is, a suggested view. And I'm like, all right, this guy's funny. Let's see what his stand-up is like. I clicked on it, and he's all over the place. He doesn't really have segues. I kind of like it. But it goes in that direction. But he doesn't have the same... It's interesting.
Enjoyable. He started stand-up around 30. Late start for, usually stand-up start early 20s.
And did he say in this one, I want to say he was 61 or 62.
Yeah.
So what year is that? How old is he now?
He's around that age, so you must have watched one of the newer ones.
Okay.
His best one isn't the one from 2006. I got to get the name of it. You'll love that
get
one.
Get it. And tell me where I can listen.
I think it was on watch. Comedy Central that he did that one.
So is that on YouTube then? Or is there a Comedy Central app or something?
It might be on YouTube. Comedy Central sometimes puts their full hours on YouTube. All right.
No, we don't need to stop.
Oh, we don't need to stop? I hate when you look at the clock. It makes me nervous.
I was just curious because today was a screwy day. We're really good.
It was great. I was happy. I came in today. You weren't even doing a regular class. You were doing a Q&A. I helped a little bit, and then we went right to rolling.
It was Q&A because we had Dr. Dave here. We can't give him all the secrets. He doesn't train here full time. And it was a small class.
Is he going to start training here more or no?
He told me that he wanted to start training here more because he said that we play a totally different game. No one ever at his gym puts him in half guard.
Yeah, I put him in half guard today and then he started freaking out. He's like, oh, I thought you were going for my leg. I'm like, no, there's no leg locks from here. This is just for
and
sweeps.
The same thing with the waiter sweep.
Yeah.
It's like, isn't there a leg lock there? Nope.
Man,
no,
he must be
not.
Traumatized from his school. They must be going for legs all day, every day.
I don't know.
He's scared.
Don't be. Man up. Well, he was trying to knee bar me, which was hysterical.
Why? Because nobody can get you?
No, I can be got, but he's not going to get
me. I could be got. I like that.
He's not going to get
me. No, he'll never get you.
What did I do? Oh, De La Hiva. And he's like, I'm going to do a big back step and knee bar you. No, no, you're not. You're just going to give me your back. Thank you. I took his back.
You know, I got you today and I got him today. Those are my only two taps this whole week.
Fantastic. Thanks, Ed.
I've been letting people off the hook, though. Sometimes I get in really good position and I just kind of let them.
Listen, what do we have to do to keep you motivated like this? Is it the one day a week at Yanni's?
Maybe. Because you know what? Half of it, really, is I just don't want to drive out there. And it's not even that much further than here. I just, there's something in my head. I'm like, I don't feel like it. But if John Stanley keeps coming to pick me up and drive me, I mean, there's no reason not to go.
That's perfect because I'm planning on going back there once all my craziness is over from the summer. Three more weeks and my craziness is over. I text Yanni already. I told him that I'm going to be coming back. I said probably in September, but it might be a week earlier.
Good.
And then maybe I can hitch a ride too. Because I'm old. You know how I am on Friday night, too. I got nothing left in the tank. Can't be falling asleep at the wheel. So these guys can drive. I'll fall asleep.
Yeah, you should take a nap on the way there because we're going to stay late talking.
Maybe I should drive myself.
Yeah.
I don't want to be there all night. I want to get home.
Exactly. But oh, I think I was
God!
There. It's not going to happen every time. It happened this time because I haven't seen Yanni in months, literally.
Did he give you or tell you anything bad? You disappoint me, or I can't believe you've done this to me.
No, he said that my passing was good, even though I didn't even pass. I don't know why he said it.
You didn't pass anyone's guard?
No, his guard. Like, when I was rolling with him, he said that I did well passing, but I didn't pass. I was just putting good pressure on him, but I was getting tired.
Did he say that you lost anything?
He didn't say anything. All he said was good
is
passing.
Is he still your Grandmaster Sensei?
He's the best. He's the only one that could tap me multiple times in a roll.
Okay, but is he still your Grandmaster Sensei? I feel like there should have been more feedback or something.
No, you don't know what it's like to be under him.
You're right, I don't.
I've known Yanni a long time. He doesn't give me feedback like that.
And he doesn't really give negative feedback either. He always just says, I would do it differently.
No, it depends. It depends on the kind of energy I give. Like, if I get too sure of myself about certain things and I tell him about it, he'll put me in my place if I'm wrong. And the feedback he gives me is based on the questions I ask him. So if I'm very specific with my questions, he'll answer any question I have. But if I don't say anything to him, he'll just give me general, you know, encouragement.
What kind of passing were you attempting?
What do you think?
Over under?
Yeah. He was doing a good job keeping me away. It was a lot of work.
He was keeping you away, huh?
He kept me
away. I just have to watch exactly what he does.
I'm telling you, the only thing he does is he never, ever stops moving on top or bottom. That's the key. That's it. He doesn't.
I can't do that.
He does movements where I can't keep him in one spot. Like, you'll let me settle in certain spots. I never get to settle on him, ever.
I have plenty of money in the Venmo, and that's all the private money.
All right, good.
So we're going to set up a whole bunch of privates, Ed, prepping for world.
Sure. I'm going to help you.
Good. Don't make a face like that. You are going to get me ready.
I don't want to get your hopes up. That's all.
I'm doing it, though, so you might as well just do the best job you friggin' can.
You're not letting me yet, but I will when you give me the chance.
Just finish this boo-boo.
Yeah. I didn't hurt you today.
No, I had to just play slightly different because of it. But no boo-boos. No one heard it. Actually, Tom kind of heard it a little bit. I was mounted on him, and I'm like, this does not feel good. We have to get out of here. So
maybe just play guard for a little while so you're not leaning.
I was honestly worried about trying to retain, so I swept easily and was on top. Just side mount, knee on belly. That doesn't hurt it at all. It's barely a boo-boo. Next week, it'll be fine.
Okay. Well, I'm going to have something for this Thursday coming up. So I apologize for missing. I'm not going to miss again. I'll probably miss again, but
this week. What are you going to have? Do you know?
At minimum, it'll just be me and Meg.
Perfect. Could have done that last week, too.
I could have, but I didn't.
Okay.
All right. So make mistakes, but I can learn from them.
Sure.
So I hope you guys enjoyed. This is To the Death Podcast.
Episode 67.